Hello, hello, Coach Carrie here. I am standing in for Corinne today for the clubhouse after party. I'm gonna wait for a couple. Oh, I see somebody's here, so I'll just go ahead and introduce myself. I'm Kara, and if you haven't heard yet, I'm one of the newer No BS coaches. I'm super, super excited to be here today. I am doing the clubhouse after party. Just in case you don't know what clubhouse is, well, first, have you done your 24-hour plan? Remember, price of admission, anything other than the No BS course is you have to have your 24-hour plan done. You have a couple of minutes, a couple of times until I actually get to the content. So go ahead and grab that piece of paper and make your 24-hour plan. I see Roz is here, Valerie, hey Emily, Jessica. I'm so glad you guys are all here today. Don't forget to do your 24-hour plans before we get started. Okay, so what is Clubhouse? Clubhouse is the newest, the shiniest platform. It's not Instagram, it's not Facebook. It's basically a podcaster's dream. That's why Corinne loves it. She can literally just talk to everybody and not have to be all dolled up or do anything. She can just talk, which is what we all know she is super good at. Clubhouse is a free platform. It is only currently in beta testing, and so only iOS users can use it. So we bring the content here for you. Now, remember, everything said at Clubhouse is just extra. It's bonus. It's what we do for people who are interested in joining the membership. You were interested one time, loved the free stuff, and that's why you signed up. So that's why we do these clubhouses, but we don't want you to miss anything that comes out of Corinne's mouth. So Emily takes fantastic notes, and then Corinne comes on, of course, tells everybody about it, and I'm gonna do that for you guys today. A couple of other quick announcements. Don't forget, we still have a couple of spots for May camp. If you are vaccinated, you can come in person. I love going to Nashville. I am super excited about May camp. I cannot wait to be there. If you have anything, if you have ever been to Nashville, you know how fantastic live in-person camps are. And this one is going to be so fantastic because we've not done this with this many people in a good while. So if you're vaccinated, get on that list, do it. And if you're not, get on the line for virtual. I think it's so amazing that even if you have something planned that weekend, you can go ahead and sign up and have access to all of those materials after the weekend and do it on your terms. Another thing is if we're running the free challenge next week, if you have that friend who you're like, God, she would really love No BS, now is your chance. Send it to her. Make sure she gets it. Make sure it's in her inbox. Invite her. Be sure that she is in this amazing group with you. Okay, all the announcements are done. Today we had a couple of different callers, and our first caller was Tammy. She was super overwhelmed with work, of course, because of COVID. She feels they've had a couple of people leave the office, and so, of course, things got delegated, and she felt like she was doing the work of three people. Well, the drama, Corinne pointed out that the drama that she had around her story was not helpful. She actually said, this is Corinne's words again, ladies, you have to divorce the, excuse me. Excuse me, let me get all this out. This is my first time going live. I'm a little nervous. Anyways, you have to divorce what is factual and what you are thinking. No positive thought is ever going to stick to anything you think is negative. You have to separate what is actually happening from what you are in control of. Okay, so that stick to something negative is really big. Think about it. Negative things keep happening over and over again, and you're throwing in this positive thought. Of course, it's not going to stick. It's not going to stick because who wants to continue doing the negative stuff? You have to start seeing the positive. She told her to just start figuring out what she is doing at the end of the day. She just had to really look at what was happening. Pull in the reality. Make sure that you are truthful about what you're saying around your story. Then your fear and overwhelm won't be in there nearly as much. Another thing that she had said was she was struggling because she wanted to drink wine with her husband and she couldn't unplug from the day to be able to sit there. So we told her to relax, figure out other ways. What can you do in your do line that will help you to relax? If what she's looking for is to relax from the glass of wine, figure out what else you can do. She also, Kathy also told her to make a list of things she was doing so she could see how well and how much she was doing throughout the day. So first of all, she's feeling productive. That's pulling in a little bit more of the positivity. That way, some of those newer positive thoughts can actually stick versus having the negative thoughts. Our next one was Amy. She is extremely concerned about Easter. She's been doing all the things. She's seen great results. However, she knows Easter is coming up, and her and her family have traditions that we do. Well, it's no BS. Guess what? You get to do those. Corinne said the problem isn't the food. The problem is what you need to figure out the behaviors. Excuse me. Sorry. The problem isn't the food. The problem is that you need to figure out what behaviors you have on repeat that you might need to modify. So, for example, eating the chocolate covered Oreos was one of the things that her family has at Easter that she really wanted. Go ahead and put it on your plan. Eat those. Enjoy those. Just enjoy everything that you are doing. You can put those things on the plan. Go in with a plan. Make sure you have a plan. That way you have something to follow. MJ also said, make sure you have your re-entry plan. This is no different than what is in handling the holidays, where afterwards you have a re-entry plan. Coach MJ is actually going to go on, she's got dance competitions this weekend with her daughter. She already has her re-entry plan and what she's going to do next week because she knows she's busy all day on Sunday being out of town. I'm going to just read through a couple of these other quotes from Corinne just because they're so good and we really, really don't want to miss anything she says. No one is overweight if you plan really well. Think really well and savor the foods. That's going back to enjoying what you're planning. You can plan all the things you enjoy at Easter, especially if you want to continue having it. Somebody had wrote in on Ask Coaches this week and I had the honor to answer it. She was also concerned about Easter. And I reminded her that in no BS, we lose weight the way we want to live it. Well, in reality, Amy wants to enjoy her chocolate-covered Oreos on Easter with her family. You plan how you want to live, how you're going to live it. That's how you lose it, how you live it. Making sure that you can still have those things in and plan. Another quote from Corinne was, I know I'm going to have urges. There's always a reason for them. But I don't have to eat them. You're gonna have an urge. This brings us to our next caller, which is Roz. I think I saw that she was actually on the after party earlier. I think I saw that she popped in, but she was concerned. She really wanted clarifications on the difference between urges and cravings and what to do with it. She said that sometimes she is just feeling all of the calls from the Toll House cookies and she just wants fresh baked Toll House cookies. Well, Corinne reminded her, when you spend time wishing you'd quit overeating, it feels defeating and frustrating. The wishing is the hard part. If you remove wishing and wanting it to go away, then it's just an urge. There's no longer feelings that are in control of it. So Corinne basically told her to get in there and figure out why she was having these urges. The cookie dough is a great example. When I was younger, my parents gave me cookies when I did well. That was our one thing. Mom made homemade cookies if we came, like, report card day. We'd come home, if we had a great report card, we could basically go ham on the plate of cookies. So if I've had a great day, sometimes I do want those cookies. And it feels like I just really, really want those. And that is a true craving. It's a hankering. Like, I've got to have it. Well, if I strip the drama away, it's really just cookies. Kathy also made a really great point when we were talking about urges and cravings that sometimes it's what our bodies actually are looking for something. So I'm trying to remember the exact example that Kathy used, but it was something like if she wants salt or if her body is needing sodium, she of course is going to be craving French fries because it's your body's natural tendency to tell you and send up the information to your brain that I need salt and salt comes on French fries. That's what we normally eat. So definitely strip the drama away. This again is bringing the reality back into what's actually going on in your head. She gave a great, one of the journal prompts actually from the first lady who was very overwhelmed with work. One of the journal prompts is when you're overwhelmed at work and at the end of each day, write down exactly what you've done. This is something you can do as a journal prompt. You can truly like go through and I like to call it a done list. You know how we have those to-do lists and they can feel really overwhelming just because there's a lot to do on it. We don't know where to get started. It feels super hard because we've not done any of them. And a lot of times the things left on our to-do list is the things we don't want to do. So when I'm feeling that way, I like to make a done list. This is no different than asking yourself at the end of the day how you showed up. What are you proud of yourself for today and like really doing this? This can also go, going back to Roz, her urges. When she does notice that, well, rather than picking up the cookie, I did this. You could also have a list of the urges and being able to have a list and prove to yourself that you can say no to some urges and some cravings. Paula popped in and this may have not been Paula. I can't really remember. We're just not going to say names. I'm so sorry, ladies. I didn't take good notes. I will learn for next time. So basically our next caller was, she had done something fantastic at work. She needed to find something in the other side of a hospital. She didn't want to do it. She wasn't excited about it, but she continued to ask people until she was able to find this box. After she found the box, she celebrated the shit out of herself and was so, so, so proud of what she had did. She knew she had asked people help and that was uncomfortable for her. And she had really pushed through something that she didn't want to do. Her question was, how can she do this more in her weight loss journey? Well, that's just it. You have to celebrate everything. Everything you do is a celebration. You can celebrate it. If you have stuck to your plan for one day, make it a big deal. Going back to your positive thoughts, not sticking to a negative thought. If every day you are going through your plan and say you follow your plan, you're like, oh, well, I could have had better food on my plan. Of course, those positive thoughts aren't going to stick to that negative thought. So celebrate everything you do. I actually got a quote in here and I apparently said, drop the shoulds and start celebrating how you show up every single day and it will get easier. Again, it's that reinforcement of the positivity. Betsy said, it's okay to want to be in Queen's Club and want a glass of wine. You just have to want to be in Queen's Club a little bit more than you want the glass of wine. This goes back to putting your goals right in front of you. You have to keep remembering over and over again what your goals are, especially when you go to sit down. A lot of us, when we sit down, our goals completely fly out of our brains. All of a sudden, it's not important, and I don't want to look cute on the beach, or no, I don't want to fit into the next size down. How can you make sure that you are keeping your goals front of mind when you're actually sitting down and eating and doing the things when it's important? The next one is from Corinne, and it's about rebels. Rebels ultimately want to feel control. You may be thinking that your plan takes away control instead of thinking it's offering you control. So that's basically flipping the script on what a plan is. A lot of us look at a plan in a restrictive way, and that plan feels like, oh, I have to eat this. Well, remember, you got to choose your plan. So it's totally in your control of what goes on your plan. This is really great when it comes to making a doable plan, because when you have a doable plan, it feels easy. But remember, you made the plan, so you can stick to it. Also for rebels, this was another part about camp. Corinne made a great point that camp is all about self-sabotage. And if you are a rebel, that is you. The content that will be at camp will be fantastic for rebels. For rebels, ask yourself, am I eating this because I have to, or am I eating this because I want to? If you want to, it's for those reasons. If I choose not to, I'm doing it for these reasons. So basically what she's saying is become really clear in the decision when you are either going to break your plan or keep your plan. Figure out why you're doing it. Are you going to break your plan? And like your reason why you are breaking your plan. Just be very clear, and for rebels, tell yourself why. Make it clear in your brain why you're doing it. And if it's control, be sure you're feeling controlled. Feeling in control. Accomplishments. This was Kathy. This is back to our lady who was talking about wanting to be able to celebrate things. Accomplishments, it will help you realize that you are in control and you can do it. So back to your rebels, when you see that you're taking control of things and you're choosing it because you want to, celebrate it. Another quote from Kathy, an urge is a feeling that is created by a thought. What am I thinking? So when it comes to those urges and cravings, what are you thinking when you want those? What's going on? Really assess the situation and figure out what's happening, ensuring that you know why the thoughts are there and why you're thinking them. MJ said, ask yourself each morning, how can I show up for myself? What can I celebrate today about myself? That's starting your day off intentionally. This was back in reference to the lady who was wanting to celebrate and to learn how to celebrate her journey a little bit more and to like truly validate to her brain that she is doing the work. If you're starting your day intentionally celebrating how you're going to show up, then you will, that celebration will become a whole lot easier. What are three things that I appreciate about myself? Again, that's three things that I did right each day. That is a fantastic one. We ask it every single day. If you're not filling out your assessments each day, it is a fantastic, fantastic way to wrap up your day or to even start your next day off. It is the last thing I personally plan in the morning, and I assess the day before, and it's literally the last thing I ask myself before I start planning for the next day. So by those three questions and answering those three very last, I'm going in as my best self when I go to make my plan in the morning. So it is absolutely fantastic. Here's another Kathy quote. If I wasn't worried about this, what would I be thinking? What would I be doing? This was the lady who was worried about work. If she wasn't so worried and overwhelmed and stressed about work, then what would she be doing? Would it be easier? Would it be better? Would it feel better? Would it create a better atmosphere? Would she not feel like she needs to relax as much? Try to take the worry out of what's actually happening. Figure out what's in your control. What can you control? What can't you control? Are you worrying about things that you can't control? So those are all the quotes I have from today. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and I hope to see you next week on Clubhouse. Don't forget, if you have that friend, now is the time to send her the free challenge. We would love to have her in here. We want to welcome her with open arms, and it's always fun to do this with your best friend. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and don't forget, it's Data Day. Be sure to go in and answer how you showed up this week and what action you're going to be doing next week. I hope to see you all soon. Bye, guys!